All right, all right, Scout Florida fans, welcome back for another week of Scout Florida Radio, where we bring you all of the local sports, all the local high schools, and the top-notch local news in sports that's going on here in South Florida. We are entering into the time we call the extended season. It is the playoffs. That's right, win or go home, baby. We have a lot of matchups, Tony Sands, that are ready to go. I'm your co-host, Kelsey Dudley. We're here with your co-host, Tony Sands. Tony, what you think?
It's going to be a great show. We got some guests that we got coming on the show. That's going to be lovely. One thing about it, Kelsey, this was a beautiful weekend for me. I got a chance to get out and view some of the youth league football around South Florida. And when you talk about some of the great athletes, you must start at the youth level. And I got an opportunity this weekend at Deerfield Beach High School to watch some of the finest football when you talk about SYFEL football was some of the great football that I got an opportunity to see. I watched Deerfield Beach 110 go up against the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes 110, and I watched Deerfield Beach pretty much handle that game. That was probably the number one hype game about tonight's that we'll talk about tonight, because that was the number one game that everybody talked about. Everybody wanted me to come out and see, just to see how this game would turn out. And it was anticipated that this youth league game would be exciting. But at some point, Deerfield crunk up their machine. The Rattlers crunk up their machine, uh-huh, and they got rolling. When I say they got rolling, they went to pushing the running game down the Hurricane's throat like it was a tube doing an operation, and they couldn't take it out.
Hey, the youth leagues are really kicking up right now in their Super Bowls and their different playoff brackets, and they're coming to what is the Super Bowl time for their season, where you get some of these top matchups between some of the top teams that are undefeated, with a lot of the top athletes that will be headed to some of the high schools that we talk about a lot. So the youth leagues are really, really where it's at, with the community right behind them. Deerfield Packer Rattlers are definitely a well-known team. And then you have the Hurricanes here in Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes, which are known around Fort Lauderdale as being one of the top youth league programs that we have. So when those two clash, you definitely have a battle of the Titans there that take place. In some of our local sports with the high schools, we have some matchups that we want to get to tonight and definitely talk about some of the local matchups. And what are some matchups that you like, Tony?
I mean, one particular matchup I think that is impressive, that I think I would like to see, and I know it's going to be a battle. We talk about in Dade County. I'm talking about the Columbus Northwestern matchup. With Northwestern having all the things that have surrounded their program, coach being fired, coach being hired, principal resigns, principal come back and say, well, I will finish out the year. Uh-huh. And the Miami Herald did an article on it, what he called it, a clash between athletics and academics in that matchup. I love that matchup for a simple fact. I think Columbus beat them once, and I predicted that Columbus would beat Northwestern in that national television game, because Columbus wanted an opportunity to show everybody in Dade County that there is just not one of the teams, but they are one of the top teams in Dade County. They're in that top three when you talk about Central, Northwestern. Columbus wanted the country to know that they're in that communication talk,
right?
They talk about powerhouses in Dade County.
And for them being a powerhouse, they have a strong running game, which in that Northwestern does not. Do you feel that Columbus will be able to control the game with their running game and kind of keep Northwestern out of the game or off the field there?
No. And you know what? Because in this, I'm going to predict this because I'm looking and foreseeing that that will – that.
Who might
I'm talking about Miami Central and Miami Northwestern. I don't see Columbus beating them Billy Roll twice. You beat them the one time.
Right.
You and I, Billy West, he's too smart of a coach. Billy Roll is too smart of a coach for me to see that you're able to beat him two times in 1 year. I don't think that's happening. Columbus, you made your statement. You made your claim. You said, okay, we're one of the big powerhouses in there. But you are not going to be able to do that twice. I'm looking forward to the matchup between Miami Central in 2 weeks and the West. And look out, because this thing might not play out the way people think it is.
Now, do we say that Columbus has arrived? Do we say Columbus High School has arrived? Or
they have made strides. They have made strides.
Right.
Okay. They've made strides. Now we're not gonna say.
So if they go one and done out in the first round.
No, I'll still give them that stride. I'm not gonna take that stride, that step from them.
But okay, so we'll say okay, now they have arrived as being up there with the big boys. Or will we say that they've made some strides, but not there yet?
They're on their way. They're on their way to making a statement. The reason why I say that because I think that's gonna help them. Far as players wanting to go to Columbus, and I see Columbus right now as like if you look at here Broward County, I see Columbus like a university school.
Okay,
that's making strides. That's putting the pressure on schools like American Heritage, putting that pressure on St. Thomas, putting that pressure on Cardinal Gibbons when it comes to guys want to attend this school. You're talking about Roger Harrod over there. Roger's running a great program.
Probably very good one program.
If you literally look at it from where the program has came and where the program is at right now, probably is running one of the best outfits right now. And that's going over George Smith and everything. That's going to, so I'm telling you.
And in that, I mean, I think they will have made those strides there. And that would be something on that they can build on, definitely as a program. You want to build on something in Dade because it's kind of hard to stake your claim in Dade County and kind of assume that dominance when you have so many teams that were there before and have those that pipeline of athletes that are coming through their program. So definitely, okay, Columbus has kind of seeded themselves in there to say, okay, we're here. And we belong here and start giving us some credit. So, yes, I agree in that. If they go out one and done, we have to keep our eye on that program.
I mean, I stated, they're making strides. I stated that.
Right.
They have made big strides just to be able to beat the West. I'm quite sure gave those kids at Columbus enough power to where they said, okay, you know what, we can match up pretty good against the West in this playoff because they felt like they beat them. But I think that may be their downfall. Before the simple fact, they may be overconfident.
Think they've arrived.
Yeah. Guess what? Guess who's back? Who's back in the building? Mr. Teddy Bridgewater. And they say he is wants to make a statement because he wants that rematch against Miami Central.
Yeah. And he's a gamer. I know with him having the rest and the time off, they will have made some adjustments here. To where Columbus won't see the same team that they saw before. And that's pretty much what the playoffs is about, being able to focus on one team and make adjustments because a lot of these teams have played each other in the regular season or at some point in time, whether it was in a kickoff classic or something like that. They have played each other. So they have seen some parts of each other at some point in time. So, like you said, it's tough to beat a team twice.
And I don't see that happen. That's why I say I'm looking forward to that matchup. Only reason why I'm looking forward to that matchup because I wanted to get to that game. But guess what?
You want to see the Central Northwestern matchup.
No, no, no. No, I want to see that.
Right.
But I wanted to go and see Columbus in the West place, but guess what?
Right.
I won't be able to make that.
Okay.
Somehow, in my travel, my game will be interrupted by the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
But that's another subject. That's somewhere else down the line. And we'll talk about that at a later date. I don't want to get into that right now, but my game will be interrupted, so it won't be a game that I'll be able to attend.
Well, we'll be able to pull that information in there from some people that we'll have there at that game. But that is a key matchup. We both picked Northwestern on that, right?
Yeah, I'm going with the West.
Okay, I'm going with the West too. They're on the roll. Teddy Bridgewater's back. I'm going with the West. I think that team's gonna pull it together. And I don't think you can beat a team twice. So very tough there. And as we said earlier, some of the things that you were able to get out and do over the weekend with the youth leagues was very big, and reaching out to those youth leagues and bringing some of that attention to some of those top-notch teams out there that are right now in the playoffs and have been in the playoffs for many years. Here we have Coach Johan on the line here from the Hurricanes.
Who we got?
Undefeated.
Hurricanes. All right. We got you undefeated. What pound?
80 pound and 90 pound. Undefeated.
You got 80 pound and 90 pound. All right.
So, Coach, Coach, you know, I got a chance to get out and I was at the game this weekend, so I got a chance to get out and watch some of these games. It was exciting to watch it. But I'm going to tell you what was the most exciting part of this thing. Was watching you guys coach them guys. I had to watch the passion that you guys had for these games to get to this big thing called the Super Bowl, to wear that ring, as they call it. Because I was a part of this youth league thing. I was a part of the first Super Bowl coach when they handed out the ring. So how, with this ring thing changing, how important is that to coaches to establish that, hey, we got the ring this year?
Well, it was more than just the ring. It's the bragging rights. It's the showing the work that the kids put in all season. It's showing the work and the dedication that the coaches and the parents have put in all season. It's just a culmination of a year long, a full season of hard work, and it's more than just the ring.
So, Coach,
it's about being number one.
Let the people know where this Super Bowl game is going to be played at.
It'll be this Sunday at Lockhart Stadium. The first game will be kicking off with a 70 pound. It's a matchup out of date, and it'll be 9 games. On slate, so every 2 hours you can look for a new game on the field.
So this is
first
the
game
battle
kicks
between,
off at 8 o'clock.
Your game is a battle between the 954 and the 305. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I think out of the 9 games that I played, 7 of them will be dated against Broward.
Wow, that's going to be exciting. So that means you bringing both fans together on Fort Lauderdale soil. Now this means you're talking to Coach. So now you can get into this thing. You can. You know, I don't want to hear the coach's answer. I don't want to get a coach answer.
You must be real. Give me the skin.
How do you see your game turning out?
Our game turned out 80 pounds as the past 12 has gone. The Hurricanes coming out victorious.
So you're saying right here on the air that you guys give me a score. Give me something. You know, give me something that the audience can bite on and make them excited to where they say, you know, I want to go check that team out.
Well, at least 18 nothing. At least, at the minimum.
At least 18 nothing?
Yeah, at least.
Wow. I mean, you got going to – but you said another pound is also going to be in this game. What pound is that?
That'll be our 90 pound.
The 90 pound? How did they do last week, Coach? You know, explain
that
to us.
Last week, the 90 pound won in overtime versus Northside Panthers. I tell you what, if you can give me not even – 2 seconds. I got the head coach and the president of the 90 pound, Mr. Brandon Bivens.
No problem, Coach.
Hello?
What, this Coach Brandon?
Yes, it is.
What's happening, man? I got to commend you on running a great operation, first of all. This is Tony Sands. I got to commend you on running a great operation, number one. And I watch your passion for your organization. It's almost, it reminds me of how Jerry Jones runs the Dallas Cowboys and the passion that he has for his team. Coach, you know, tell me what made you get the Hurricanes started, because the Hurricanes came on, you know, when I was playing youth football, the Hurricanes wasn't around. What made you say, you know what, hey, I want to step outside the box and I want to create my own, and I got a vision of how I want to build my own. What made you do that, Coach?
Just like you said, having a vision. I coached for two previous leagues that, you know, I loved the parks that I was at, but I just seen a few things weren't going the way I think I would do it.
Right.
I actually just tried something thinking it was just going to be about football, and it grew to what it was so fast before my eyes. I didn't expect all this to happen.
Coach, when you talk, I'm going to tell you this, and I hear it so much. When, you know, at one time back in the day, and probably when you was around also playing, you heard about two teams. I mean, you heard about, either you heard about Western, or you heard about Lauderdale Lakes back in the day. When I moved back to South Florida, I went to investigate Little Leagues of where I was going to put my oldest son, and I said, you know what, I got to investigate programs, because I want my son to be a part of a winner, but I also want him to be a part of great coaching. And you know, those are some of the teams that they talk about, Western and Fort Lauderdale. Now, Coach, guess what? The sad part about the number game is that everybody's talking about the Hurricanes. Every kid that I talked to stated, I want to play at the Hurricanes. And the sad part about that is, you know, there's only so many kids that can play on the team. So I guess you guys out of Broward County are the top program in Broward County. If I had a son, I know that's why I would want him to play, because I want him to understand how hard it is to build an operation in a short amount of time and rise to the top. When I went this weekend, Coach, your team dominated this playoff system. I was all of a sudden Hurricanes coming on. I'm like, man, is this a home game for the Hurricanes, or is this a playoff game? You know, I'm trying to figure that out, Coach.
We tough. I mean, like you said, from them great programs, we got a lot of coaches that done coached that program. We got a lot of coaches that done played them programs. So a mixture of all of us at one, I mean, we is what it is today. We the top team in the Broward County area right now. I don't think nobody can stand against us, but, you know, it's football.
Not Broward County, Coach. I'm going to say, because that's all I hear about. You know, I used to hear about the squad jobs and the – I'm talking about a Tri-County program that's making recognition and being known well throughout the Tri-County area as a team that you really don't want to push around. When you go to play the Hurricane, and it's a family event, because I love it. I got opportunity, and as a matter of fact, I got opportunity to come out and watch one of your games, because my niece, I bought her on the radio one time. She plays for one of your players.
Oh, okay.
She's a female, and she plays on your organization. So I got a chance to come out, because she had kept bugging me. Uncle Tony, come out and watch the game. So I got a chance to get out and watch this thing. And I watched it from a standpoint of every angle. I watched how many parents were at the game. I watched the organization. I watched the discipline. I watched a lot of things to say, you know what? This operation is top class. And I watch your passion. Sometimes I watch it, and I'm just watching your swagger. And I'm watching you. And I just sit and watch you sometimes, because I know you're a man in operation and you're running. You hold a great deal of responsibility. And that's what I think people don't realize. It's a great deal.
But it's funny you said a family-oriented park, because that's what I try to make it. We try to be like a family. You know, it's a park, it's football. We try to be one family, though. I mean, one family, every team support the next team. And that was the goal. And at this point, we had to go over the goal, and we're trying to reach higher things.
So, Coach, what's
now? Now we on the radio.
And I'm gonna tell you this, Coach. And I'm gonna tell you, you guys are gonna be one of the teams that I pump up on my show. It's almost like I'm gonna adopt the Hurricanes as a program to just follow and promote on the air. Anything that's got to get out, any events that you guys are doing, feel free to hit us up, man. Hit me up and let me know what's going on, because I want to be a part of it to get this thing, get this movement going. We'll be, as a matter of fact, we'll have a booth set up at the game. Just a promotional booth to get this thing. I mean, I watch it, and I watch it this past weekend. I watch the swagger, because one thing I love to watch is a young man that's running a top-notch program, because I know it's a program that's, like I said, I still say that's fairly new. When you look at this youth league thing and how long this thing been going, you guys are still fairly new, but to see where you at, and that comes with passion, that comes with a vision. That ain't something that you just say, you know what, I'm going to start something. I don't know where I'm going, so I don't know where I'm supposed to be. But you had a vision, you had a dream, and that's what got you guys, I say, where you are. And people are talking about you. I'm quite sure, you know, when you're in the stadium, and you know, it's almost like, even though you are talked about and your lead team is so proud, and it is just as many people out there, when they play the Hurricanes, have more passion to want to knock the big dogs off.
Yes, yes. I mean, everybody's at our head. But when you're number one, you know, that's how I go in a game of football. When you're number one, everybody's at you. And, you know, we've been number one for a long time.
I know that. And that's the part of this thing that's exciting me so much about your organization, Coach. Coach, you're doing a heck of a job. My hat's off to you, because I know it's not easy to run an operation. How many kids do you think you have in that operation?
Probably about 420.
Hey, Coach, that's a great responsibility.
Oh, that's a real big responsibility.
When me as a parent, when there's, and you saying you have 400 kids, so with 400 kids, you double the number of parents. Coach, look at the number of people that count on you to make sure that their children are okay and that their children are winning. How do it get tough? It's got to get tough sometimes, because you can't please all the parents. How do you go about sometime when you may arise or may come up on a situation to where, you know, a parent wants, hey, I want Billy to play. I want Billy to play, and you got to play him.
You know, we have a lot of problems like that there. I work out the best way I can. I mean, before the season, I talked with my parents, and I let them know that we're a winning organization. We teach football Monday through Friday, but on Saturday, it's one thing on the Hurricanes' mind, that's winning this football game. So but, you know, with us being a dominant program like that, we have a lot of games that the kids participate in. You're talking about a 14-game season. Little Billy, like you said, Billy might play in 12 or 13 games and just be that one game where it's tough and little Billy can't play, but a lot of parents understand that right now. We teach them football. They love the game. They even though Billy don't play, Billy going to be in practice Monday. So, you know, Billy knows what's up. Mom knows what's up. Dad knows what's up. And, you know, fortunately, you know, a lot of things fall in place like that, though. When some get mad, I mean, we make it up some way. We might let Billy run the ball next week or something like that, though. We try to make it up. We try to keep everybody happy now. We got to do that.
Hey, Coach Brandon Bivens, how you doing? This is Kelsey Dettler with the Scout Florida Radio Show.
Hey, what's going on, Kelsey?
What's going on? Hey, I want to know, and me knowing you and some of where you came from, I want to know, if it's so difficult for you to get started and to stake your claim in here with Lauderdale Lakes and some of the other teams that have been established around here, especially Western, and now Western is not even on the map now. You've moved in, took over that territory, and kind of slid them out of the way. Tell me, how do you stay at the top? Because they say it's one thing to get there, but it's another thing to stay there. What are you doing about your program to stay there?
It's so hard. It is so hard. I mean, we fight every day. We do what we can. We bend over backwards. I believe in it. If you work 10 times harder than your opponent, you'll beat them. And our park stressed that. We have park meetings. We talk about things, and we got to work harder than everybody else, fellas. And like I said, we got a lot of great coaches and players from those dominant programs back in the days that's coming over here and bringing some of that love here. So it's hard. It's hard. I can't tell you nothing about it easy, but it's just putting in hard work.
But you must say, everybody want to roll with a winner. You got to say
everybody want to roll with a winner.
That's true.
Everybody. Hey, ain't no fun in losing. It's no fun in losing.
Not at all. Hey, Coach, I want to know if you're going to be in the MAC Bowl tournament.
I'm going to be in whatever bowl they send me to.
Okay.
Whenever we plan on going as far as we can go this year. My kids say they want to go all the way. We'll go to Alaska if that's where they want to suit up at.
Now,
I like it.
I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm from Florida, but I play ball in Lawrence, Kansas. I play for the University of Kansas. And I'm going to tell you, I went and watched some of the youth league when I was up there at one of the games that I was brought up to. And when I'm out here, And when I'm out there and I'm watching these teams, these little league practices, you know what I'm saying? To myself, you know what? It's got to be a team that I can bring up from South Florida to come up here and spend a weekend and dominate and show them just how dominant South Florida Youth League football is. Because when I mentioned it to their president, and I knew some things, because they have it kind of mixed up a little bit. They don't do like we do, Coach. They pretty much kind of go with that. They pretty much stick to that, like that grade level type thing. And I was trying to figure out, well, Dern, how do you match that up? And I was thinking to myself, your organization would be a perfect organization to see if we get on the road, take about two of your teams, put them on the road, and see just how well we will fare out, because I know how we will fare out. They will see speed on top of speed that they've never seen. So that's something I want to sit down with you at some point and see could we put something like that together to where we take South Florida youth football. And I'd say we'll probably be one of the fewest to where we're going further out of the state of Florida. You know, some teams travel around and do the Turkey Bowl in the state of Florida, but there's very few, because you're seeing it at the high school level now. And that's something I said I want to sit down with you and talk about and see what can we brainstorm, some type of project like that.
Yeah, that'll be great. We'll love to take our show on the road. We'll love that. I mean, whatever makes my kids happy, make these parks happy, I'm all in for it. And, you know, we ain't never had too many opportunities to go outside the state. We've traveled statewide before, but to go out of the state, you know, I know my kids gonna love that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, it's coming. It's coming. You might as well get ready. Start ordering the buses and all of that with the hurricanes on the side. It's coming.
We ready now. We come strong now. We ready. We come strong. We come strong now.
I'm gonna tell you.
I got
what
some of the meanest players and the meanest parents now.
Hey, so I hear.
You guys. One thing I gotta say, you guys travel with as they would say. When they talk about when they talk about black athletes and us, they say we travel with the entourage.
We got an entourage. Yes. Yeah, that's how we roll now. That's how we roll. Anybody who ever played up there, that's how we roll. Whether get the game big or small, we got that entourage with us.
Now I'm gonna tell you, Coach. I'm gonna also speak about this. I'm gonna speak about this game. These two matchups, I will speak about also again. On tomorrow on my high school segment, be the first time that I tap into the little league thing on my high school segment on 560. So I'm gonna tap into this and I'm gonna speak about it about 1:30, probably about 1:30 on the Michael Irvin Show. You can hear me again. That I'm gonna speak about this game, because I'm gonna speak about your program, because like I told you, I'm going to get to this thing to where your program is going to be a program that I speak highly about, because everybody, like you say, want to roll with the winner. So I'm going to speak about it. Get used to hearing your program name attached to anything that we do, and it's going to be a joy to watch it.
I appreciate all of that. I appreciate all of that, man. I appreciate y'all having me on the radio, my other coach on the radio. Anything y'all can do for Hurricane, we there for you.
All right, baby.
Appreciate you, Coach.
It was nice talking to you, Coach. Hey, I'll see you guys on Sunday, man. You guys do your thing.
I make sure I come on up there before we kick off on this game.
All right, there, Coach.
All right, good luck.
All right, take it easy now. Y'all be easy.
All right, now.
And that program there is definitely a major program. And it would be good for them to go on the road.
Oh, man, Coach.
It would be good for them to go on the road.
And I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna call this thing when I speak with the people in Lawrence, Kansas. I'm gonna call this the Tony Sands Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna call this the Tony Sands Bowl. Guess what? I'm bringing a team from where I grew up
to where I established myself.
And now I bring those two together. And now you know my heart's gonna be with where I grew up. Not where I established myself at.
Now,
so,
are they going to be able to take that, though?
I'm not worried about if they're going to be able to take it, Coach. I'm bringing the best. I'm not going to go get a half-step team, and then I go up there, and people laugh at me. Coach, that's why I want to bring the Hurricanes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good choice. But when they go up there, I think it's going to get ugly.
Coach.
It's going to get real ugly.
That's not a problem of mine. I will establish this bowl. Yeah. And that's all that I'm worried about, because I know what they're going to do. I know
they're eighth grade. We playing our eighth graders playing.
Coach,
you know, they go by grade level, so they're gonna go eighth graders against
Coach, our line, they're 90 pound or they're 1 pound, they're 100 pound, they're 100 pound, 80 pound, and I guarantee they'll still beat them.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know.
They'll
I
still beat them, Coach. Now, I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to get this thing.
It's going to get ugly all the way around.
And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
Before we start, when I know it's getting close to it, I'm going to bring one of the coaches on from up there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to bring one of the hurricane coaches on. We're going to have them both on the air, and we're going to let this thing battle out on the air first.
They're not ready for that. No. They're not ready for that.
You saying they're not ready?
I'm saying the coaches.
Which coach is not ready?
The coaches from Kansas are not going to be ready
to battle
that,
that excitement.
No.
But we're going to find out. I mean,
that's a high level of competition.
Coach, I got to find it out though.
And speaking and
coach.
No.
Coach, I got to find this out.
You're going to find
out. That's me. I'm an athlete, and I believe I'm never one of the athletes. I love the trash talk, baby.
We're going to find out that, obviously, that's two different levels. That's what we're going to find out real soon.
Well, I already know that. That's why. Now, I'm going to tell you, the one youth league that I did visit, now, they are the top in there.
In
so
that area.
They are the top in that area. Okay. And, and they're pretty tough. You know, a couple of guys that I play with have teams. Like, Cheeky Preston has a team.
Okay.
I would never. Now, Cheeky Preston's team is not a team that I would take a team from South Florida to play because we would dominate it. I mean, I would almost have to play. I think Cheeky got the youngest teams. I would have to bring our peewees up there, and I think our peewees would still dominate.
Oh, okay.
Their
own. Right.
I mean, but, you know, and that's why I want to do this, Coach. It'll be so much. I'm going to tell you, and they pack this place now. You know, they pack it because there's nothing else to compete with it. Nothing in this area. So they pack it very well. So that's why I'm saying I want to see this match out play out.
Thank you. Let's do it. Like they say, get it on the green. Get it on the green. As we go to break here briefly, we'll be coming back with some information about some more matchups, high school matchups that we want to get into, some just outlooks on high school playoffs and how these things may play out. And then we may be able to talk about some schools that may be up north that some people down here in our area don't know about that may cause some problems to some of our teams down here. So we'll get into that once we come back from break. So we'll be back with you in 2 and 2.
Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, cause sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins and wraps and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking. For an appointment, call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress. Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirty V. If you have a need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport. Just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Fans at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
Man, I love that song, man. That song gets me hyped.
That's a jam.
Yeah, that thing that gets me hyped because it reminds me. I think about me every time I listen to that. Man, we got it. I gotta close with that song. It is a song that, hey, you know, it's exciting to hear that. And that's why I like it. That's why I picked it for our show man, that thing there is jumping.
Hey, when it's the jam, then it make your move.
Yeah, it makes it make exciting, baby. It's a thing that you want to hear.
All right, fans, we're back with you and enjoying our time with you here as we're going to get into some more of these playoff brackets and matchups here. Locally, some that we're identifying with here. I want to go back just briefly to my Cardinal Gibbons Glade Central matchup here, where this was one of my picks, and I want to let the fans know because we chose, me and Tony chose, and we're close in record here. We're very close in record, so we got to make sure that the ones that I picked to go ahead in record, I got to make sure we identify with that because all the rest of them we pretty much went together on. So I got to identify with those that we have with the ones that I chose. And then we'll get into the ones that he chose. He only chose one, so we'll get into those briefly. But the first one is Cardinal Gibbons and Glade Central. Now, that is a 3A matchup. And in that 3A matchup, Glade Central, Cardinal Gibbons has to go over to Glade Central, what we call a muck, where they chase rabbits, and you have all of these high competition players. They're very athletic. I think Cardinal Gibbons can go over there minus them not getting caught up in the atmosphere. I think they can pull an upset. I still believe it. I thought about it for a week. I'm hanging on it, Tony. I think.
Come on, man. Be real.
It's going to happen. Because look, let's look back at the last week. All right.
Come on, man. Be real.
We had a couple of key games here and there.
Come on, man. You got to be kidding.
Showed what teams we're dealing with. Because, you know, the teams have the same character here.
Kelsey, come on. Be real.
Cardinal Gibbons played Miami Pace. Very well. Tight game. Tight defensive matchup. It was at Miami Pace. I think that game may have tuned them up, Tony, to go over to Glade Central and pull an upset. I'm telling you, with Miami Pace.
You got to be kidding me, Kelsey. Come on. One thing, explain to people how much football knowledge you got, man. Because I don't think you're using it.
High school, St. Thomas. College, D1, UCF, Western Michigan. Come from a football family. I mean, the knowledge is there. I think that it is on there. I think I got it. I'm telling you, I think I pretty much got it in this one. That's going to be the matchup there. That's going to let us know. I think it's going to come out on my end. I like Cardinal Gibbons.
Come on, man. One thing I must say, you have a heck of a knowledge, and I know you're a smart young man. I got an opportunity to watch you teach class. Nitrogen and hallucinogens and CO2s, and I'm like, man, this stuff is just blowing my mind. But now I hear you do a prediction of Cardinal Gibbons and Glade Central. Not only does that blow my mind, is that you know that Cardinal Gibbons got to go to Glade Central. That's another thing. Now, you're taking two, what they call them, atoms? That's what y'all call them in that class you teach. And you putting them together as a chemistry? And what's give me two of them chemistry, that them two atoms that if you mix them, a bomb explode?
Oh, if you put two highly reactive together, two that don't mix, like kind of like oil and water, gasoline and a spark, then you're going to get an explosion.
Well, I'm going to tell you where the spark going to be. Cardinal Gibbons is the gasoline. But Glade Central is the spark. And when that spark hit, you see a great explosion. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to be waiting on this. Because guess what? The last time they dealt with a Broward kind of school this year, they didn't fare out well.
Right.
Now, you think you're going to take that same, they're going to take the Cardinal Gibbons team over on the muck.
Right.
You know, I know viewers, if you're listening, you don't know what the muck is. Man, I'm telling you, that's over there on Okeechobee. You can get some good fishing there, too. That's on Okeechobee.
Good sugar cane, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Great sugar cane. One of the sugar cane capitals. And I'm going to tell you, those guys over there run. And ESPN did, especially these guys, runs like rabbits. They chase rabbits.
That's
training. Now, I'm going to tell you. So you think you're going to take some city boys, private school guys.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're not talking about St. Thomas.
Nope.
You're talking about Carnegie. That's another team that I match up with a team like Columbus. You're taking that team and you're going to the month. You got to drive on 595 to 27th Avenue North. And you're running to this one stoplight town. And you telling me you think that that game is going to come out like that? Come on, man. Come on. I should have checked your temperature when you walked in the door.
You got a good point. I give you that. They do not want to lose to another Broward team. They got a good point.
Let the audience tell us. Let them tell us. Let them tell us their prediction.
Hey, fans.
Give them a call in.
In this matchup, let us know what you feel. All right? I want you to call in. Number for line one is 530-413-4515. Or you can call in 415-287-0074. Again, that's 415-287-0074. Okay? Call in and let us know about this matchup or any other matchup. Maybe it's your alma mater, your local team that you feel is going to make it through the first round of the playoffs this week. But I just feel good on that particular one.
I'm glad. The best thing about it, we ain't agreeing, because every time we team to agree.
I need something.
I don't want us to agree.
To break that record. Because the other ones we chose pretty much the same.
Because we knew. Well, you know what I'm gonna tell you. I picked them first, so I take.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a credit first.
You picked them first.
And then you follow me. But you follow me. Right. So that means I get the first part of the credit, and I give you the decimal point.
Well, second round.
Give me the whole.
That's okay.
And you take the half.
Well, we'll stay pretty much even because we only picked one game apart. I think. Well, I had the Glades. I had the Glades Center and Cardinal Gibbons game.
Mm-hmm.
And you had, what was the other game that we picked?
Let me think. What was the game that we picked? As a matter of fact, I think it was. Didn't we pick the University game?
University? No, don't even try it. You know what? You've been doing that since last week.
Come on,
you've been doing that since last week. We're gonna come back to your pick.
Now we picked one of those private school matchups. We did.
Yeah, we're gonna come back to your pick. We're gonna come. No, and the next matchup, which that segues into the next matchup. University School and Dr. Crop.
University School.
Dr. Crop out of Miami.
Come on, man. You got, listen, man. You are messing with the machine right now.
Both kind of private schools.
I don't care how private it is. If it ain't St. Thomas right now.
Not even close.
If it ain't St. Thomas right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't see no one stopping University School. Roger will win his first state championship this year. He's building a program. I told you.
Right.
He's building.
Oh yeah, he's building a powerhouse. He's not just a program; he's building a powerhouse over there. I agree.
Pretty soon they're gonna be building that man a stadium on his own. That's why he came back, because he knew what he had.
I think so.
When you turn down, you accept a college offer and you turn it down. You say, you know what? I'm going back to my high school. You know you have something establish you. A little bit, give you more credentials. So if you ever start to step out on the college level, guess what?
It'll be a piece of cake.
Exactly. And I think that's what Roger wanted. Roger's got a great staff.
Right.
Wayne Blair, I think, is over there calling his defense. They are shutting people out, running through people, running over people, running around people. I mean, any way that you can beat a team, they beat them. And I always stated at the beginning of the year, if they get over the hump against Pahokia, which they mastered that feat with no problem. They are set, because I knew that would be in the kids' mind.
Right.
Because that's always been that nail in the coffin for them when they play against Pahokia. Pahokia always.
Because they couldn't get over that hump.
They couldn't get over that hump. They are over that hump.
Right.
I think they have crossed them over into the area where you can start putting them in the category with the St. Thomas. The only thing that don't put them in that category is just that they haven't had tradition that long. You know, when you talk about St. Thomas, you talk about a long history of tradition. I'm telling you, I also have gotten some sources when we talk about the coaches front.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be some shakeups in Broward County.
What do you mean? Wait a minute.
It's going to be some
shakeups.
I don't want to get into it. I know you're going to want to drag this out of me. That's what I'm hearing. Sources close to the, you know, my good sources.
Well, it's usually when it gets around playoff time, the hot seat, you know, comes about.
They're not hot. They're on fire in this one place.
Fire.
Yeah, I don't know if the seat can even be repaired. But I don't think the fire department can't even put this seat out. It's just that.
Well, okay, well, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. It's week one. They have a chance.
And they will get ran off the field.
Yeah, they have a chance.
I know everybody's probably saying, who are they talking about? People know who we are talking about.
These coaches that are on the hot seat, we got to give them a chance because they do line up their team. So we'll wait until week one is done before we kind of sink our teeth into that hot seat issue and what's going to happen to those coaches. So we'll give them 1 more week.
All right, 1 more week. I mean, it's got to be 1 week and done. If not, you're going to have a bunch of people saying 1 week, you keep them on. I'm running.
Yeah.
And I'm running south. And about it's only three exits south that I could venture to. And I'm willing to bet you they got one. Let me see. It's one, two exits. Then a stop. Two exits. Then another stop. And that's all I'm going to say about that situation.
Uh-oh. We got the scoop. We got the lowdown.
That's all I will say about that situation, because that situation, it was, you know what, let's not get it.
Be with us next week. We'll unveil this information.
Because it'll probably already be unveiled by the time we get on the air with you.
You think it's going to beat us the next week?
It's got to. It can't go any longer.
It has to at least make it to Monday, right? Bad news breaks Monday. No.
They put out the vacancy list
right
on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, so
that means it's got to be established sometime on Monday night. I don't know now. I'm gonna tell you, they fired Billy Rose Saturday night.
Right.
And they had to rehire him back by Monday before break, because I know it was some rumbling.
Right, but look, that may be the precedent for other schools not to mess up that same way.
No. Listen, man. You're talking about, let's be real. You're talking about Miami Northwestern. There's no other program in Dade County or Broward County that can put that much pressure this thing is so mind-boggling. This Miami Northwestern thing that I thought principals are appointed schools. So you don't have the opportunity to resign. Because you're appointed. This man resigned. And that's the part that I'm still trying to grasp. How do a principal resign and say he's stepping down? Once you say you step down, doesn't that mean you're done in the school system?
Well, wait.
Where are you going?
But, well, depending on that pressure that came from upstairs, you know that when someone usually says they resign and it's a quick out of the blue type thing.
No, but I don't think
someone from upstairs said it looks better for you to say resign than for us to say
you're fired.
You're fired.
The apprentice, you're fired.
Yeah. You're right. You are the weakest link. That's usually what it is.
Folks, if you really want to get into this thing here that we got, if you go to the Miami Herald and you pull up Northwestern and you pull up academics and athletics collide, you can read about what we're talking about. I mean, it was a story that took place about 2 weeks ago that was unbelievable. But I'm going to tell you something. I think that drive is going to be the drive.
That's going to bring them together, yeah.
And that's why I say, look out Central. I'm not going to say Columbus because I think they're going to get past
Central.
They're
going to make it past Central.
Look out Central. And if this thing turn out the way it did last year, Nelly, we're going to have a bomb burner going on.
That is going.
Now that.
I mean, when you just say it and put it in those type of terms, that gets me excited right now for that matchup. I get excited right now because I know what that atmosphere is going to be like.
That's what I'm saying. That's going to be the biggest game, not in Dade, not in Broward, not in Palm Beach, the biggest game in the Tri-County area.
Wow.
It won't, I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting to the number of people.
The sidelines will be flooded.
It would be so many media passes at this game. It's going to be unbelievable.
Media and scouts.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's at that time where the scouts can make
scouts
it.
Scouts can travel.
The first matchup
take this
make
journey.
It.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's going you know what? You're giving me one round ahead. You give me one round ahead. Let's give Columbus a chance.
I got to give you one round ahead because I got to get our viewing audience, our audience, listening audience, an opportunity to taste what they could be tasting. It's almost like, you know, you in your house when you was a kid and your grandmother started cooking for Thanksgiving. She didn't start cooking on Thanksgiving. She started cooking 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Before, so you could get the smell.
So that's what I want to give the people, the smell, the thought, to think that there is something that big that will be happening in Dade County.
That's brewing. It is brewing. I mean,
I'm
hoping Columbus doesn't get in the way and throw a monkey wrench in that, because I do want to see that matchup again. Those two Titans collide.
I'm telling you, Teddy Bridgewater
will not let it happen.
This guy is going to orchestrate probably one of his best games this game. He's back. He want to make everybody know that, hey, I'm healthy. Uh-huh. There's been a lot of rumbling about his commitment to the University of Miami, that he's decommitting and that he's possibly looking to go
LSU.
That's what I'm saying. So he's going to want to come out and establish some things there.
Right.
Now, I'm telling you, that's why I say I'm looking ahead of that game. You know, I know if I was a coach, it would be a bad thing to do. And I know the people in Columbus is not going to like us for this. But I'm telling you, I'm going with the West in this game. I went with them earlier. I predicted that thing right down to the T. And here we go again in the same situation. And I got to go with the West. I don't see them beating. Coach Billy Roll is just too smart of a guy. Why you think the West made sure that they got him back on the sideline?
All right. Yeah, that was the first thing I said. I don't think that was a good decision at all. But the fans are going to pull together and pull behind this team, and I expect them to go and just make that a heck of an atmosphere.
That's going to be like the Thriller in Manila.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Ali and them went to fight the Thriller in the Manila, it's going to be something to see. It's the biggest battle going on in high school football. You know what I'm going to say, too? I'm going to go out on a limb.
What's that?
If that game is a matchup,
uh-huh,
that's your state championship game. That's your state championship game in the 6A division.
Wow.
That'll be the most exciting game in the 6A playoff category.
Wow, wow, wow.
You got to say it. Who else do you see?
I thought you were going to go on another twist with that.
What you thought I was going to say? What else?
Say the best game in maybe South Florida that'll take place will be that matchup again. Whether it be high school, high school, college, or pro, that may be the best game for a fan or spectator to watch in South Florida. In South Florida.
What, that weekend?
That matchup, period.
That weekend, you're saying that weekend?
That weekend, if those two teams match up, may be the best matchup of a game between two teams that took place in South Florida.
I didn't want to go here, but you took me there.
That may be the best one.
So you're saying,
for the season.
Now listen to what you're saying. You said South Florida, so you're saying, uh-huh, do away with the Sire Miami Heat. And you're correct. You stand corrected there. I say do it. Sorry. Because they are not generating enough to. Look at that. Let me tell you something.
I'm not going to respond to that. Move on.
Okay, so you're saying a team that I got to go and watch tomorrow in a game that I'm just so. It's bad when you say, dang, you want to go to a high school game over a pro game. It's crazy. But that's what I want to do.
Right.
But that's why I won't be.
Right.
You're saying, well, you got the Marlins here.
Uh-huh.
You're telling
not
me.
Not worth mentioning, but go ahead.
So with you guys having the I'm not going to call them the big three. I'm never going to say that because that's not what it is.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say you guys got a collection of players.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't call them the big three with the way they're playing.
Right.
And you got to admit, they're not playing to the height that you thought they were going to play. Because you came in so eager that we got this. Ooh, we got this. Ooh, we got LeBron. We got Bosh. We got this thing together. son, Kelsey, you got to admit, they have been disappointing.
Right, right. I'm with you on that.
They're probably, and I'm going to tell you, when you're talking about all the power that you put together, you got to say that's got to be one of the most disappointing teams here in South Florida.
You loving this right now.
I'm just telling you.
I know you loving this.
I'm just stating it. All I did was make a statement. Okay. Anybody want to call to challenge what I stated, we will get into it. I would love to get into it with you. The Heat is not – you don't even – it's bad. I'm going to show you how bad it is.
Oh, listen to this.
Watch when they first played Boston,
uh-huh.
when they went on the road and they came home and played
uh-huh.
the Orlando Magic, and now you look in the stands – and there's still empty seats, and you got that many collective powerful people together. You got to be kidding.
I mean, go ahead with what you were going to say, because you went into what you were going to say. What was it you going to say?
They are disappointing. I'd almost say it. They're a disappointing organization.
Now
you're going to say what?
I believe.
Are they disappointing?
They're disappointing. They're disappointing. Yes, the Heat are disappointing at this point.
Do you think they're going to break their record?
I must give them time. Have I given them time to gel? No, I haven't. Have I been impatient as many of the other fans have been? Yes, I have.
But I stated that to you about them gelling. It won't happen. You came down my throat saying, no, you got too many strong people together. They got to come together. And I stated to you, this thing won't happen this year. The big three,
right.
Road to the East, and I told you this, the road to the East rise goes through Boston.
You know what?
Do you admit that?
Okay, yes. I'll still say that the road to the East of the NBA
goes through Boston. And right now, we're two up.
But I'm telling you.
We're two up.
I'm telling you this.
We are two up.
I will be a hot individual if Boston represents the East and goes and lays an egg again in the championship. I will go and commit suicide. I want to drop a bomb.
So you would rather have the Miami Heat to go there and represent us and look horrible?
No.
And you would accept that?
No. I want somebody to go that's going to flat out win. I'm tired of the West. No. I don't want the West. I don't want no team from the West winning, period.
Now you're talking about.
I don't care if it's Orlando. It could be Orlando.
Well, the East is going to be only represented by one team, and that's Boston.
Okay, well, then they better win.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Now, all of a sudden, this is not your tone.
No. I'm not abandoning my team now.
Sounds like you already, you done dropped the buoy boats, no. And you're thinking about saying, waiting till that thing hit the water because the ship is sinking, and you done got one leg over the rail, and you're figuring out how long is the drop
before you
jump off this ship.
No.
And I'm going to tell you something.
I'm on the boat. I'm sinking with the boat.
Those that's at the beauty salon, I know there's some people at the beauty salon saying, you can't, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, I'm talking to you people that's in the salon. You guys down here in South Florida, teams are horrible.
I'm sinking with the boat. I'm going down with the ship. I'm telling you. I'm going down with the ship, baby.
So.
Miami Heat, I'm going down with the ship. I'm going to go up in flames.
You done dropped the buoy boat already.
I'm going up in flames. Hey, fans, thanks for joining us during this show.
Man,
like
he's
I
crazy.
Said, you know, Tony is struggling right now. He thinks that
I'm
jumping off the boat, but
Miami,
I'm staying on the
struggling.
Boat. I'm letting everybody know out there I'm staying on the Heat boat and all my fans out there.
Y'all heard him.
Stay on.
He's dropped the buoy boat.
It takes a little time. We're going to change it, baby. We're going to change
it. It just hit the water. Poosh.
Get out of here.
It's in the water. The ship is sinking.
Get out of here.
Come on, where y'all jump? Come on, Bayside. You're right at Bayside. Too bad you're right there from the shore. You can get off when you get ready.
No way.
Get off the Heat. They ain't going to do nothing. They're going to disappoint you like the Dolphins. Let's play the music and let's get up out of here.
Thanks for joining us, Scout Florida fans. Be at the playoff games. We'll get up out of here. We'll be right back.